Hello, and thank you for joining us on Weekend Warriors Hockey, the official podcast of the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy. I'm Austin Holthouse, and co-hosting with me are Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy founder, Rick Parisi, and Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy head coach, Rob Boyle. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you may get your podcasts. You can also listen to us on our website, weekendwarriorshockey.buzzsprout.com. Welcome back, everyone, to Weekend Warriors Hockey. I'm Austin, and we are so glad you're joining us today. Joining me, as always, are Rick Parisi and Coach Rob Boyle. Rick, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Doing good, Austin. How are you?
All right, excellent. I'm doing very well. Thanks. And Rob, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Austin. I just wanted to say that I wanted to congratulate you and thank you again for doing this, because I saw that we hit 1,000 downloads in the last day or two. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was. And thank you. I appreciate that. You guys are a huge part of that. I just kind of talk a little bit. You guys provide all the good information. So congratulations to you guys as well. I saw that as well. And we've hit 10 episodes. We've hit 1,000 listeners. I think that's pretty awesome. And I'm having a blast doing this. So thank you guys both for being a part of this. And I hope we can keep doing it for a while. So, with that, we're going to try to keep it pretty light today. I'm not going to any super deep topics or anything like that. So what I wanted to try and talk about today was maybe for really new players, maybe someone who's gone to an intro camp or their local ice rink. They have a friend who's dragged them out there with a stick and some skates, and they've decided to now play some organized hockey. Maybe some advice on deciding what position to play. Is there a good place to start? Is there a best position maybe to start them at? And then an easier position to learn and things like that. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Then we're going to talk a little bit maybe about our own hockey equipment. And finally, talk a little bit about our maybe some NHL players that we've seen in our lifetime that we would have on our dream line, if you will. So let's go ahead and get rolling with the first topic. And, you know, Coach Rob and Rick, what's your advice for a new player, adult hockey player who maybe hasn't played very much, is just getting into the sport, on jumping into playing in a pickup or a league game and deciding what position to play?
So I guess it depends partly on, you know, your level of experience compared to everyone you're playing with. So I started out playing in Vermont, and there, I don't even remember what position I started at. What I remember was I was pretty much using my stick to hold myself up. So I was like a tripod, and just being out there was great. And then as I got a little better, I moved to Pennsylvania a couple years later, and I got into a league there, and it was a beginner league. And it kind of depended on what, you know, like your ability compared. So like, on that team, I was one of the better players. I ended up playing center. And I really liked playing center because it had a lot of skating involved. I got to go, you know, up and down the ice, and a lot of responsibility. As far as, you know, as a captain on that team, I remember thinking that we wanted to put our strongest players both at center and defense. I felt like having some strong skaters on defense was important because, you know, obviously shoring up the D as well as breaking the puck out was something that I thought was good to have some strong players. But I think a lot of it depends on what you like. So, you know, I like to tell people that I think they should try all the positions. So often at camp, I hear somebody say, you know, we talk about like what position you usually play, and somebody will say, well, I'm a left wing. And it's like, that's all you play is left wing. You know, it's kind of surprising. Like, I mean, I've never played on a team where we were stuck on a single position. Even when I played center, you know, it depended on how many guys show up, right? You know, if you have the right number of guys, maybe you have two lines of forwards or three lines of forwards, but how often you had 11 or 12 guys and you had to have like seven or eight forwards and you're all rotating through positions. So I think, you know, being flexible, understanding the positions and the responsibility for each of the positions. And it's a good learning experience. Like, what do I have to do in this position? What do I have to do when I'm left wing or right wing or center? What do I have to do when I'm playing defense? So I guess that's part of how I think about it.
I think those are all good points. I think I would also throw in, if you are just beginning and you're ready to take on the challenge of playing in a league after developing some skill is to find the proper league. First and foremost, find the proper league that's going to fit your needs. If you end up as a beginner to playing in a league that, might be a little bit above, and you have that kind of philosophy, well, if I play with better players, I might get better. And which in some cases is true. But I think for the most part that it can be more frustrating to get out there with a bunch of players that might be a little more along in their skill development than you are. And, it's tough to keep up, and it's tough because you can't handle the pass like they can, or, generally the higher you go, the passes are harder. There's certain expectations. So I think first and foremost, find something, find a league that fits your needs, and don't, and I agree with Rick, don't be afraid to try all the positions. Sometimes center. Well, I don't like taking faceoffs, or I like taking faceoffs, but I don't like playing center. I mean, you got to find what works for you. And I think a lot of adults, once they get into hockey and maybe they in general will have an idea of where they would like to play. They watch their favorite player, whoever that might be, and figure they might want to play that position, but they might be better off for another position. Or maybe they're perfectly suited for that position. So it's, I think most adults have a general idea of where they would like to play. And before coming and starting recording this, Austin, you had mentioned about playing defense. I think that is a big one. If you want to play defense, you're going to have to really work on your backward skating. Pivoting is going to be crucial, obviously. So you kind of get an idea of what the skill set it is, where you want to play, and what skills you're going to have to develop to play that position. So there's a lot of factors I think that can go into it, but first and foremost, just find a league that suits your needs, and then it might become a little bit easier at that point. Who knows? I think it's different for everybody. It's never going to be the same. But once you get out there and get comfortable and find something that works for you, just continue to work on it.
Yeah, I totally agree with Rob. Brings up a good point about, finding the right level, because I don't know if it's call it a myth, but you'll hear that a lot about, like, if you play with better people, you're going to get better. Maybe if they're a little better, but the problem is if they're a lot better, you're not going to get the puck. You're not going to hold the puck, and you're not going to get to play with the puck, and the game is too fast for you. Whereas if you're, in the upper, you're a little bit better, all of a sudden the game slows down for you a little bit and you get to start developing yourself a little bit. And then, then you can think about moving up, right? Like as you become one of the better players in your league, maybe you move up to the next level from a D to a C or a C to a B or whatever, depending on the different things. But being somewhere, in that range, you don't want to be too high above and you don't want to be too far below.
Yeah, I think I'll just add on to what Rick was just saying is that, as a beginner, you're getting out there and you're really working on the physical part of the game. So I'm skating, I got to get the puck, I got to this. And as you're, if you play in a league that is a little bit higher than you, those guys can do all those things, but they can also think the game a little bit differently and maybe a little bit better than you can. And they don't have to worry about skating because, it's become, I mentioned this last week, it's become unconscious. It's second nature to them. So it's really, really crucial that you find something that works for you and don't have the mentality, as a new player, I got to get to the A-League by next year because I want to play with my buddy. Well, no. Have a great time. Enjoy playing the game and developing your skills at a level that's appropriate for you. And that's just kind of my thought on it.
Yeah, I think those are all outstanding points. One is finding a league or a team that can match your skills. I flourished the most playing hockey when I was playing with people who were about the same level, but some players that were a little bit better that were able to push us, but not totally just blow us away. It is absolutely no fun to play with people who are just way better than you. The bottom line for me, when someone who's new wants to know where they should play, I think the easiest position to play if you're going to start playing pickup or on a team that maybe is established and has established player is probably on the wing. It's usually the easiest to pick up, has the least amount of defensive responsibilities. And if you can't skate backward, it's really hard to play defense. So that doesn't mean playing wing is easy. I just think it's an easier place to start.
I know some wingers that might take some offense to what you said, but
my only point is that when you're just starting to play, it is, to me, it seems to be the easiest place, to begin. The mistakes become less obvious. And I think you have an opportunity to grow a little bit, as you learn how to play.
Yeah. I was going to say what you said about the responsibility being less, like everybody has a defensive responsibility, but of all the players on the ice, you know, I mean, obviously the defensemen have defensive responsibilities and the center has to get back. The wingers probably have, you know, like you said, a little bit more of a forgiveness in that. So it is a way to, you know, let's put it this way. When you're playing in a league and you want to hide a weak player, like you don't want to put him at defense and you're not going to put him at center. So he's going to go to the wing.
Yep.
Put him in goal.
Yeah. I mean, obviously you can put him in goal. That makes the most sense. But, I don't want people to think that I'm saying playing wing is easy. I just think from a new player beginning, starting out on the wing, might be the best option. Again, if you have other skills, I think I was pretty clear from the beginning, but,
with regard to the goalies, with regard to the, you know, that's another, you know, obviously another position, which we haven't really talked about, but it's funny. Like sometimes at camp, you'll get guys that say, yeah, I can't really skate, so I play goalie. And then they come to camp and the goalie coach, you know, makes it pretty clear to them that skating is a really important part of playing goalie. So yeah, you can stand there and maybe you're a big guy and you take up a lot of space. But being able to skate is important for a goalie. So, a little bit unrelated to what we just said, but I didn't want to leave them out of the discussion.
We've actually had campers come as players and the next year they came as goalies because they wanted to try it out and they could skate obviously, but, it was just something that they tried and they loved and wanted to do it. So we've actually had that conversion. I like the point that you said about dropping. I think if there's a good place you want to test out positions, go to a drop-in. Go play drop-in and kind of move it around. I'll take right wing this time. I'll take left wing when you're sitting guys on the bench. I'll play center this time. Hey, one of you guys mind if I drop back and play D this shift? I mean, that'd be the best place to try it. There's no pressure. There's no... You know, nobody cares what the score is. There's no referee. So I think it's a place to learn and maybe see where you fit into the game and with regards to what position you might want to play.
Yeah. So maybe the better topic here isn't what position should you play, but the better topic probably is here is a new skater. Try it all out. You may find that you have skills in certain areas and you may find out that, hey, I need to work on these things or, you know, some people really love playing defense. That's what they really love doing. So that's what you love doing. Work on those parts of your game and become a good defender. If you really like taking face-offs and, you know, defensive zone coverage as a center, play center. You know, I love standing in front of the net. I don't know why. I'm crazy. But, you know, that's part of what I like doing is doing that and getting a piece of it no matter where it goes. So, I think maybe that's probably better than saying, hey, here's you skate forward, you go play wing. Go try it out. Go try different positions and see what happens.
Well, you know, the other thing that's important is like, you know, you talk about playing defense versus playing forward. You know, it's a little bit, if you grew up with, you know, baseball and football, you know, you think of defense and offense as two separate things, right? In football, you play one or the other. In baseball, you're only on offense when you're batting or running the bases and you're on defense when you're out in the field. They're two separate times. Whereas in hockey, like soccer or basketball, whether you're playing defense or forward, you still play defense, right? The forwards play defense. When the other team has the puck, you're on defense. When you have the puck, you're on offense. So, you know, it's not like you're choosing a position.
That doesn't happen in other sports. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you really are playing different, you know, positions.
That's great. And that's why we, you know, had this discussion. We're already up past 15 minutes and I wasn't real sure how long this episode would go, but that's why we talk about this stuff. So maybe we'll hold off for a different time on playing on your on-handed side versus your off-wing side, whatever the correct terms are. I know off-wing is a correct term, but anyway, right-handers, left-handers, right wing versus left wing. We'll hold that off. So what I did want to talk about just for fun was Rick and Rob, through your hockey career, do you have a favorite piece of equipment that you had that you either still have and still use or that you wish you still had from a period in time?
Go ahead, Rob.
For me, it would be a pair of skates that I had a few years ago. They were the Vector Pros. And in fact, I had them as brand new skates. And we went to Juneau, Alaska for camp. And I brought the skates with me and I didn't use them at the time. But I asked the guy there in the pro shop if they had the vacuum, the heat seal them until I can get them heated and molded. And they did. And so I went and got that done. And when I got back and started playing them, they were the most comfortable skates I've ever had. They were CCM Vector Pros. They kind of broke down and fell apart maybe 3-4 years ago. And I use them for a good solid 10 years. They're by far the most comfortable, the best skates. They were like slippers on my feet. And I've never been able to find or duplicate that type of thing. I don't mind my skates now. I have, I still have CCMs. I got a CCM Pro Tax that I haven't even worn playing yet, but they're comfy, but they're just definitely not as comfortable as those skates were. So by far my favorite piece of equipment that I've ever owned.
Yeah. I'll probably go with a pair of skates too. I think about, I have this pair of Mission skates that I bought, I want to say early 2000s, like, and so they're got to be close to 20 years old. And full confession here, I actually bought them used on eBay. So they weren't even new when I bought them. And they are the skates I wear at camp. And when one of the tongues tore out, I repaired it with a piece of this bookbinding tape. My dad used to work in a library. He used to be a librarian. So I had this red bookbinding tape. And I repaired it with that. And people looked at me like, why is that red? And like, why do you have that? I go, that's so I know which one to put on the right foot, red on right. But now I've replaced it with black tape. But the fact is, they're just super comfortable and they work for camp. Just to be clear, I still have a pair of game skates, a new pair of game skates that are, well, they're probably like 7 or 8 years old by now. But, you know, but those skates are just like Rob said, they're like slippers. So I wear them all the time. I wear them to camp. So you would think if you guys, that people would say to me, like, you know, you own your own camp, maybe you should have a better pair of skates. You should could afford a new pair of skates, but I just like them.
Yeah. I'll finish it off here. Mine are also, we'll keep it in the skate family. Mine are also skates. I had my first pair. I went through several different kinds of roller hockey skates, but once I started playing ice hockey, I got a pair of CCMs and then a pair of Graf 705s. And I have kind of a wide forefoot, so it's hard to find skates, especially back in the early 2000s. So I had the 705s for, almost like 16 years. Granted, I took a few years off there, but then I decided to get, new skates. The Grafs were okay, but I decided to get new skates and I got some VH, which are now the True skates. And oh my Lord, they are the most comfortable things I never have to think about my feet. The only time my feet hurt are if I change the laces and I tie them too tight. They are absolutely amazing. So again, I can't believe I skated in the 705s that would hurt my feet for as many years as I did. But skates are it. That's where they're at. You know, they're expensive, but they will make your hockey experience.
Grafs in general are more narrow skate. So I'm surprised you lasted that long. You have a wider foot.
So I talked to the owner of Graf back in the day. They weren't, you know, huge, but they said, you know, for wide feet, the 705 were what to go with. So
Interesting. I think for most people, it would probably be skates. I mean, I think about my equipment and stuff I tried. So, I mean, for gloves, for example, I the only thing I worry about for gloves is length and make sure I have the right length. And, but I can, if it's the same length, I have no problem wearing really any pair of gloves. Elbow pads the same. So it's just really preference. But I think for the most people, I would think it would have to be skates. I mean, I know there's been some uncomfortable helmets, but I think for the most part, the skates would have to be it for most people, I would think. But I could be wrong.
Yeah, I think so too.
Anybody listening, let us know.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, let's move on to our third topic as we pass over the 20-minute mark here. So the final thing is just another fun, quick thing. All right, so for the two of you guys, I'll start. I'll throw my my line out first. So of NHL players that you've watched, so for me, you know, we're talking like mid 80s, even probably early 90s and on from when I started watching hockey. A goalie, two defensemen, and three forwards. And again, people you've watched in your lifetime. So I'm not going to go back to the Bobby Orr's and folks like that. So
I saw Bobby Orr play, so I can go that way.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, he's probably the quintessential defenseman. Everybody compares every other defenseman against Bobby Orr, but I never watched him play. So I'm going to go, all right, in goal. It was a kind of a toss up for me, but I'll go ahead and pick one. I'm going to pick Dominik Hasek. My backup was Marty Brodeur, at least in my lifetime of watching NHL goalies. Coming out on defense is Ray Bourque and Nick Lidstrom. A close third there would be mostly just because he's an Islander, but Denny Potvin, who I think, again, was a standard bearer for defensemen during his time. And, of course, won four straight cups and 19 straight playoff series. And then up front, this is really hard. And, nobody's going to kill me because not that many people listen to this. But I'm not picking Wayne Gretzky. I'd go with Connor McDavid at center and then Ovi and Jaromir Jagr on the wings. So, and then for coach, just as a bonus, I'll pick Al Arb. So, all right, Rob, over to you.
Are you kidding me? How did I put Gretzky on your team?
I just said you'll probably kill me for that, but I think Connor McDavid is the best player ever to play hockey. I just think that, having watched him.
By far the most exciting player right now, I'll give you that, but I do have an issue with that. When you first put this out, I wasn't sure. I've seen this posted on NBC Sports. They kind of do these random polls, and TSN does the same thing online. And TSN right now is currently going through, their top teams for each of the Canadian teams over the decades. And they had to pick one player from the current era and then whatever on the way back. So
yeah, that was a fun one.
It really is tough. It's, for goaltender, I think your goaltender is right on it. I mean, the top three goaltenders always coming out of everything would be Hasek, Brodeur, or Patrick Waugh seem to be the consensus top three. And, I think you could pick any of them. But for me, I'd probably go with Brodeur, just because he's won the cups. I mean, Patrick Waugh has also won the cups. I think Hasek has one. Waugh and Brodeur have three. My defenseman one would definitely be Bobby Orr, just the way he played the game. He was so much better than everybody else at that time. And my other one, because you can't have the same type of defenseman back there, would be Chris Pronger. You got to have a little meanness back there. You got to be, a guy who can log a lot of minutes and play defense and can also put some points up there. And was an MVP of the league. Nick Lindstrom is, if it had Lindstrom and Orr, you'd have two of the same guys out there. So, those would be my two. Up front, I definitely have Gretzky. When you have a player who has more assists than anybody else has points in the history of the league, I think you kind of have to put him on your team. I mean, it could be anybody.
Try and keep it to wingers. I know it's easy to pick, like, okay, you could go Lemieux.
I was going to pick Lemieux because Lemieux played on the wing with Gretzky in the 87 Canada Cup, and they were dynamic together, and they were so good. If I had to pick wingers, I would probably pick Ovi for sure. I think he is, what he's done and continues to do in the league is outstanding. And, that being said, you know, when you're trying to compare eras, it's always very difficult just because, you think back into the era of the 70s and 80s, there's a lot of hooking and holding. So it was a lot more difficult to get to your spaces, and you had to really battle for every inch of ice, where now it's a little bit more open and, it's not as tight checking. It's not to say, I mean, the players are definitely more skilled today. There's no question, as are goaltenders, but I think there's a lot to both cases. But I would definitely pick Ovi. I think he is, he's pretty phenomenal. And then the other side, I would probably go with, Gordie Howe. So I need the toughness out there, and I need, that's not fair because I never saw him play. Well, that's not true. I didn't see him play on TV.
Yeah, that works.
He played till he was 50, so whatever he was. And, so I did see him play, but I mean, there's so many ones. Jagr is a great pick, like you had, you go with so many players. Mike Bossy would be one that you can put up there very easily. He's the only player. Scored 50 goals every season. He was in the league except for the last one. He scored 36, but he missed half the season with the back injury. That was the last season he ever played. But no other player has scored 50 goals in every season that they played and other than him. So he would be a tough one to overlook. But
so he's my favorite player ever. I left him off because I didn't really watch a lot of the Islanders when they were great. I was a little kid. I'm an Islanders fan because of it, but I didn't get to watch a lot. But
yeah, he was a reason I really paid attention to the Islanders back in the day. I didn't really, I kind of knew who Brian Trotche was and some of these other guys, but you know, when Mike Bossy was making that 15-50 run and nobody had seen that in 25 years, it really kind of, he was the guy I was really watching and paying attention to. I think he's one of the most gifted scorers also to ever play. Like I said, when you score 50 goals every season that you've been in the league, that says something. I mean, not even Gretzky, not Ovechkin have done that. So, yeah, so it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. But anyway, great topic. And like I said, there's no easy answers and there's no right or wrongs. It's just,
and that's the good part. There's so many amazing talents out there. It's great to have discussions like this.
Yeah.
All right, Rick.
Well, I would offer a cop out. I would say all my top line would all be made up of Weekend Warriors players. But you're probably not going to let me get away with that because you did qualify it as NHL players. Plus, yeah, if I start naming specific guys, then I'm going to leave out guys and I'm going to be in big trouble. So,
is Austin on your list? Is Austin on your all time list?
No, he's only been to two camps. You got to come to like 10 camps, you know? So, you know, once you made 10 camps, then you're in the voting, you know, at least five.
I should not be on anybody's all time anything unless it's in a negative.
Dennis is on your all-time list.
Dennis has got to be on the all-time list. Yeah, he's got to be.
He absolutely has to be.
Yeah. So, I mean, so many. I know this is hard, but I'll just throw out some names. Gretzky, Lemieux, and Guy Lafleur for forwards. For defense, Bobby Orr. And I'll put down Dennis Potvin too, because I was a big fan of the Islanders during their cup years. And for goalie, I was going to go with Billy Smith, but Billy Smith or Dominic Hasek. Hasek, you know, from Buffalo. So, I mean, Hasek just really kind of carried that team on his shoulders, right? But Billy Smith during the cup years. So all those guys,
yeah. Yeah, one of my favorite defensemen of all time also is Scott Niedermayer.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy just won everything. He won everything everywhere, whether it was junior, world championships, Olympics, Stanley Cup. I mean, the guy did it all. So he's also one of my favorite D guys. And like I said,
he's a beauty to watch.
Yeah, he's just such a good beauty to watch. And as was Lindstrom. And it was just, there's so many great players that have come through the league. And I think we're pretty lucky in a generation, and we continue to get to watch these young players coming up now. We've been pretty lucky, especially if you got to watch a Gretzky or a Lemieux in their time. And now you get guys like McDavid, who I agree with you at this point in time is the most exciting player probably in the league. I've never seen anybody skate like him ever. And you had Crosby and Ovechkin, you know, they're kind of the back end of their career, but still playing at that high end of skill, which has been unbelievable. You see these young guys coming in, like the Marner or Matthews, Matt Barzal for the Islanders. We're pretty lucky that we live in the time that we do, that we got to see these great players. And I never got to see Rocket Richard. I would have loved to see him in his day and what people thought of him and them, but right now, with the level of talent and everything else going on in the league, I think we're pretty fortunate that we get to watch these players and have access to them, you know, on cable where we weren't able to watch all the teams back 20 years ago. So, as a hockey fan and a hockey guy, I think we're all pretty lucky to get to watch these guys.
Yeah, I can't remember. It probably was TSN that did. They kind of listed there, if we were to play the Olympics, what would the Canadian and U.S. team look like? And the Canadian team is just insane. I can't even fathom how good they are. You know, I think in one of them, like John Tavares wasn't even on there, or he might've been like the fourth line center or something. And You're kidding me on that. So anyway, all right. Well, very good discussion, guys. Rick, is there anything with COVID-19 you want to throw out there?
Sure. We've been talking about camps we've been canceling, and, you know, the first four of the year have been canceled. But on the positive side, we've just rescheduled two of the camps. So Shelton, Connecticut has been rescheduled for the weekend of September 10th to 13th. And Lake Tahoe is the following weekend. It's going to be September 17th to 20th. So very excited to have those back on the schedule. September is going to be a busy month. And it's actually kind of cool because, you know, in the past, we weren't able to get any camps in September because rinks didn't have ice available. And now we're actually going to have three camps because the Austin, Texas camp was previously scheduled for September. So we're going to have three weekends in a row in September when I hope to God that this COVID stuff is at least behind us enough that we can return to playing some hockey out there.
Amen. Amen. So I know here in Florida, there's a couple rinks, I think, opening up the week after next, maybe even next week. So it's the 6th, no, about 10 days from now, somewhere in there. So a few people in rinks around here are getting pretty excited. And like I said, ours being repaired right now, and we're hoping the 1st of June to kind of be back. I don't know if we're going to have like two locker rooms for each team so we can all be 6 feet apart or how that's going to go, but we'll see from there. Yep. So, all right. Well, Rick and Rob, thanks for the great talk today. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Please stay safe. We still have a few more weeks probably to get back on the ice. So keep working on staying in shape and staying motivated, and we'll hit the ice in the near future. And thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed our episode and are motivated to learn more about how you can improve as an adult hockey player. If you have show ideas, disagree with anything we said, or just want to say hi, please contact us. Simply email us at info@weekendwarriorshockey.com or leave a message on Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy Facebook page, Twitter, or Instagram sites if that's easier. We love to read responses and listener questions on the air. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you may get your podcasts. Share us with a friend or two or three and leave a 5-star Apple Podcast review if you enjoyed the show and want to learn more. Until next time, keep working hard and improving each time you're out on the ice.